Your morning agenda. You can check out the podcast at podcast1australia.com.au with the lovely Natasha Billing. Very good morning to you, Tash. How are you this morning?
Oh, Matt, man. Happy Friday. How are you?
Well, Happy New Year, Tash.
Indeed, belated Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you very much. I'm very well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the weekend. It's been a hectic week, especially when it comes to news, hasn't it? And starting with the Trump impeachment for a second time.
History unfolding yet again this week, Matt Mann. Extraordinary scenes in the US. There's been a massive beef up of security. Security forces we haven't seen since post-September 11. They are concerned about increasing threats with protesters, with pro-Trump protesters, as I mentioned. History unfolding. He is the first president in U.S. history that has been impeached twice. Now, that impeachment is set to go to trial in the Senate. A decision is not set to be made until after Joe Biden steps into the White House. So it will be very interesting to see what unfolds over the next week or so as the inauguration of Joe Biden sets place next week. So it'll be very interesting to watch.
It certainly will be. A lot of people speaking about the vaccine. When will it be released in Australia? AstraZeneca, only proven to be 62% effective. Obviously worried about and concerned about herd immunity. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have proven over 90% effective.
Yeah, it is the Moderna vaccine. There's a lot of controversy this week. There were some scientists that said, hang on a minute, we need to wait for more extensive data to find out about the effectiveness of the AstraZeneca vaccine. But certainly the health authorities in Australia have hit back at that, saying, look, we are in a very, very lucky position, which we are here in Australia, we've absolutely smashed the COVID curve. And we have the very, very valuable opportunity to sit back and see how the vaccine plays out across Australia. But they have said, look, the vaccine is important because it will stop severe side effects and people dying of COVID, which we need to remember what is unfolding both in the US and the UK right now.
Yeah, it's devastating, no doubt. Anything else to report?
Yeah, look, I just quickly want to mention, because I know you're in beautiful Mildura, there is set to go to National Cabinet, which has caused a lot of controversy next week, with calls for an overhaul of the hotel quarantine system in Australia, because we know some of the issues with the COVID-19 virus escaping has come from hotel quarantine. Mm. The Queensland Premier, which is very interesting, I'm from regional Australia, she wants to put hotel quarantine into some rural areas, but there are concerns, questions. Hang on a minute, rural areas don't have the medical facilities to cope, especially if people get very, very sick from COVID-19. And how do we transport people to and from cities into regional areas? So that will be interesting to see what happens with National Cabinet next week on that controversial proposal.
All right, so all very serious stuff. A good news story. What do you got for us?
Oh, Matt, man, you're going to love this. This is the story of the week. This is a fantastic Irish dad that has gone viral. Now, the dad's name is Vincent, and his son, Paul, was actually filming a birthday message for his brother, David, who is turning 40 and lives in Australia. But poor Vincent could not make it past "Hello, David," without cracking up. Now, it's, as I mentioned, gone viral, and the son put it online saying, we all need a good story at the moment. We've got it on Your Morning Agenda. It will make you laugh. So check it out if you can.
All righty, Your Morning Agenda with the lovely Natasha Billing, podcast1australia.com.au. Make sure you check it out. It's a fantastic thing.
Aww.
And we love catching up with you, Tash, and thank you so much. We'll catch up again next Friday, eh?
It's my pleasure. Have a great weekend and stay safe.